With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The FBI has named 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, as the subject involved in the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania yesterday. The gunman and at least one attendee are dead, while two spectators are critically injured. Monday's Republican National Convention is scheduled as planned, and former President Trump is still scheduled to be there. The former president's back in New Jersey after being released from a Pennsylvania hospital last night. President Biden says political violence in America is not appropriate.
The president said the Trump rally should have been a peaceful event.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
He described this kind of violence as sick. Mr. Biden, who thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement officials, said it appears that Trump is doing well.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting from Milwaukee, the site of the upcoming GOP convention. Also at SRNnews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson reacts to the news of the assassination attempt. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson issued the following statement after shots were fired at President Trump at a rally in Britain, Pennsylvania. Quote, Kelly and I are praying for President Trump and all the attendees of the campaign rally today in Pennsylvania, and we send our gratitude to the law enforcement who responded to the scene. He continued, quote, I have been briefed by law enforcement and am continuing to monitor the developments. This horrific act of violence at a peaceful campaign rally has no place in this country and should be unanimously and forcefully condemned. I'm Bernie Bennett.
There have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. Presidents Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush survived assassination attempts. This is SRN News. Kansas election officials have rejected the petition submitted for abortion rights ballot measures.
The Secretary of State's office in Alabama said organizers behind the measure did not submit required paperwork about its paid canvassers. The group submitted more than 101,000 signatures. The measure would have barred laws banning abortion in the first 20 weeks of gestation and allowed abortion later in pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, threats to the woman's health or life, or if the unborn baby would be unlikely to survive birth. Jeremy House, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the election at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and the nation right up to Election Day. You're listening to SRN News. A baby bonus is proposed.
A group of Baltimore teachers is asking voters to approve a ballot initiative that would give $1,000 to new parents in hopes of reducing childhood poverty starting from birth. The baby bonus will appear on the ballot for city residents in November after supporters secured the necessary 10,000 signatures to bring the question to voters. The proposal is loosely modeled on a program implemented this year in Flint, Michigan. Supporters say it will help vulnerable families and raise awareness about childhood poverty. John Scott reporting.
Paris is hosting an extra special guest for France's national holiday today. The Olympic torch relay is joining up with thousands of troops marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets to mark Bastille Day. It comes 12 days before the French capital hosts exceptionally ambitious and high-security summer games. Families around France celebrate the day with picnics and fireworks. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.